Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, brother, why we climbing this mountain?
Because our ancestor Ake Khufu traveled thousands of miles as our ancestors took civilization from here all the way to what we call Kemet today, where the Arabs have invaded and ruled. And our ancestor Khufu and Narmer, who opened the first dynastic period, said there must be a 26th dynastic period. Only way to get there is for Africans from around the world who care about our people, who hate our enemies, are willing to kill and destroy.
To get there, they
gotta climb this mountain and go back to their ancestors. Listen, so we gotta go.
We with you, brother.
Sitting at the foothills of the mountains of the moon, staring at the horizon, the war is coming soon. Sitting, thinking, and contemplating about black power moves. Still gotta take the time to watch the flowers bloom while you saving up dough. Trying to buy a car, I'm investing in gold bars. I'm trying to buy a farm. The elder barber told me you can never be a man if you can't grow your own food, so buy your own land. I'm building my own home with my own hands, buying an arsenal to supply the whole fam. I'm going back to the motherland, reconnect with the brothers and bring the blocker to stretch the cracker like rubber bands. I'm in Uganda in the city of Kampala, talking black economics and how to make $1 million. Made it to the top of the mountain to sort of landscape. He's shaking with my words because I'm firm just like a handshake. Crackers want to try to stop the movement like a handbrake. It's the ancestral spirits that gave this man strength. African insurrection music. United front is the vanguard of the movement. Yeah, my ancestral spirits are talking to
Sitting
at the top of the mountain, beating the djembe. Think about the brothers on the block like the Kembe. Training, deep meditation like a sensei. Rocking dashikis made out of kente. Feeling proud, looking down at the clouds. Always standing on my square, never dropping my crown. Building with the elders, one's footing the now. It's my duty to protect the black woman and child. Yeah, ready to brawl like I'm a Carl Cabral. My body is my temple, epitage my hall. See, my mind is the monument, words are the documents. Containing the wisdom to teach the populace about the white devils, the European apocalypse. Grabbing machetes for me to chop them with. Got the black 9, yeah, and I'm cocking it. Loaded with hollow tips, ready for me to pop them with.
It's time
ancestral spirit is
for your leaders.
My
do all that they can do.
Talking to
they take as far as they can take.
My ancestral spirit
in the last battle, the warrior class.
Talking to me.
It takes over for God, it takes over for the people, it takes over for the ancestors. There's only one person left in the end, and that's the warriors, Bomani.
Yeah.
He take you to the finish line.
Made it to the top of the mountain and got initiated into a brotherhood of stone cold liberators. Took an oath. No way to be infiltrated and choose my weapon, the black gold or nickel plated. I break this oath, may I die a horrible death. My ancestors made it guide my steps, and I'ma fight like I'm the last one left. My heart too big, it may collapse my chest. With the spirit of desaline, I'm clean. No weed and nicotine, no cocaine crack, no dope with promethazine. This cracker is a demon, but you acting like a diva. Black woman is a goddess, almighty queen of Sheba. To try to live without her, that'll make you a believer. Like my eyes should keep me balanced with the scale like a Libra. Gotta be a good example, brother, see me as a leader. But don't try to twist the meaning if you see me in the beamer, cause you know I got the heater. Putting that work in, sweating by the leader, cause I'm shaking and I'm fiending just to hear a cracker screaming, begging and pleading for his life. Then I poke him with his knife and leave him leaking. I'm fully dedicated to African liberation and I'm patient cause I know it takes time to build a nation. I'm fully dedicated to African liberation and I'm patient cause I know it takes time to build a nation. My ancestral spirits is talking to me. My ancestral spirits is talking to me. My ancestral spirits is talking to me. My ancestral spirits is talking to me.
If you stand here at the mountains of the moon, you should feel, you know, really blessed. Your entire journey and tour has been a journey of blessing, standing on holy ground. And, you're right inside the pyramid. The original pyramid is this one. You're standing on the pyramid. And there are actually three of them to tell you the three kings. Now, underneath this pyramid is a lake shaped like the shape of Africa. And what that tells you with this lake shaped like Africa is to say, as you remember the pyramid, as you remember classical African history, as you remember your great achievement, just to know that you are doing it in the name of Africa and for the greatest good of African people.
Been around a few places. And in all of these places that I've been, I never once received an education in the history of African people. Yet I thought that I've educated myself down through those period of time. And it is because of that self-education in those things which meant most to me as an African person that I decided at no time would I stand still in these halls of indoctrination and not rebel with the necessary documentation of the lies that are being taught in these halls.
Since I picked up my gun, I won't ever run. Now squeezing the trigger, that's hella dumb. And I got love for my people. To us, there's no other equal. Go look in the eyes of your babies and tell them the truth about Haiti. Tell them that we come from greatness. Show them the false allegations. Expose the crack of false statements. Let them know that we don't mix with them. Our people have never been one with them. There's only one way that we rule again. Eradicate all of the foolishness. Smiting of every enemy, giving raw truth, no more censoring. Gotta come together, no more bickering. Know the ledge, do your history. White power, it's R.I.P. Black love ensures victory. Really, I hope that you listening. Come straight from the sun, that's divinity. The blacker the power, the stronger the energy. Healing my people, the remedy. Gone for too long, we need unity. One nation, RBG. So quick to get touched if you fall with me. I no longer question my destiny. Now I know this how it's supposed to be. Open your eyes, see the enemy. Give back his guard, and you are free. Francis, Christ, peace, queen. Forever we honor your memory. If you got love for your people, pledge your life for freedom. Go look in the face of your people and tell me who gon' feed them. If you got love for your people, then there's some shit that you don't do. And since I got love for my people, it's only one thing I could do. If you got love for your people, pledge your life for freedom. Go look in the face of your people and tell me who gon' feed them. If you got love for your people, then there's some shit that you don't do. And since I got love for my people, it's only one thing I could do. The devil can never be civilized. Repelling all evil, we purify. Eye to eye, no need to testify. Rather be faced with a homicide than forced to bow down to another side. Woman on woman, that's suicide. Eugenics, the plan for our genocide. I'm telling the truth, not a single lie. Get it together or we will die. The war in the streets won't be televised. I'm ripping black power, can't kill my vibe. But don't you get caught behind enemy lines. Awaken my people, must open your eyes. Come back together and we will rise. The body we borrow, the nation will die. Step to the plate, answer the call. Stand in the paint, no more dropping the ball. It's written in stone on every wall. Knowledge itself, know who you are. They are not us, we come from the stars. Commit to the mission and lift up the ball. You missing the action, we know who you are. Sound the alarm, note up the drum. Send the white man back to where he is from. You are a God, above you is none. You cannot hide, you cannot run. We will not stop until it is done. Fighting this war to the day that it's won. On the front line, so my patience is none. Crown on my dome, got my God and my gun. Pledge my whole life for the win. APT, we going in. If you got love for your people, pledge your life for freedom. Go look in the face of your people and tell me who gon' feed them. If you got love for your people, then there's some shit that you don't do. And since I got love for my people, it's only one thing I could do. If you got love for your people, pledge your life for freedom. Go look in the face of your people and tell me who gon' feed them. If you got love for your people, then there's some shit that you don't do. And since I got love for my people, it's only one thing I could do.
black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
I'm a free man. When I look in the mirror, I feel proud of what I see. I don't need reefer. I don't snort. I don't stick nothing in my arms because I'm already high. High with the beauty of the woman that gave birth to me. Somebody asked the other day, asked me, do you know God? I said, yes, she died 14 years ago. What do you mean? I said, Mama, dear Mama, the first time I opened my eyes, there was a black woman putting a nipple from a breast in my mouth to sustain me, having sustained me for 10 months in her womb, not 9. That's the sign. That was God, the God I knew. The other one is belief. Belief, and belief isn't fact. Belief is a hope. Belief is faith. Belief may not happen, but Mama did get me. And so whoever Papa did was, the man she pointed out to me that stood there is also part of that. Thus, Mama, God, Mama, Daddy, and I are the Trinity, the Holy Trinity. Dig it out. Check it out here. They haven't made people from dirt in a long time. They make them from sexual intercourse. Little fellow called spermatozoa. You ever heard of him? He runs up a little alley called fallopian tube. And he runs into a little thing called ovum. He jumps in, take a seat. She gobbles him up, fertilizes him, and whoop, come the weevil. He jumps out. Here my boy, here my girl, here I'm something else. But nevertheless, you could see they're not going to invite me back to Tuskegee. But it took me 50 years to get it over. I want to thank the student government, the body of the school as a whole, those in administration who made the possibility of the AFA, etc. And for those who have been so nice making the day the most comfortable one since I've arrived, I hope that the monologue so far, hope it will be a dialogue as soon as I finish, would cause you to at least do some more thinking. Don't accept what I say. Check it out. Read books about yourself. There are millions of them. Let no one tell you to the contrary. Read all kinds of religious dogmas and theories. Don't let anyone tell you this is it and there's no more. Read it all. Read mine. If you could read Mein Kampf, you could read anybody's Holy Bible. The Hindu Bhagita, the Muslim Quran, the Christian Holy Bible, New Testament, the Jewish Old Testament, the book of Olodumare, the teachings of Olodumare, that's the Yoruba religion, the teachings of Dambala Widow, the teachings of Budum, and by the way, it has nothing to do with witchcraft. The teachings of Ngai, the major god in Kenya, Unkulunkulu of South Africa, Ra, Ptah, Osiris, the god of resurrection, 4,000 years before Jesus, he was taught to raise men from the dead. He's known as the god of resurrection. Read, 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 read about your people in the past, the present, the future.
black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Duke Knowledge Radio, a place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alar, and we're here to pay tribute and honor on this last day of Kwanzaa to the solar return of physical day of one of our greatest ancestors who came to us in the righteous name of Dr. Josephine. Yakovin, affectionately known to us as Dr. Ben. So we're going to pay tribute today. The phone number to call in is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. We want to hear your thoughts, your commentary. How has the work of Dr. Ben influenced your development? Anything you wanted to share in regards to that, most definitely we want to hear from you. So that phone number again is 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. First person we're hearing from, we have a great opportunity to hear from my brother, my comrade, my alike, and also the National Minister of Defense to the Black Riders Liberation Party, the baddest, the boldest, and the coldest revolutionary party on the planet. It's my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others, Minister Kenny Samir Shabazz, Black Power.
Black power, black power, black power, black motherfucking power. Death to white supremacy and all white people. I'm humbly honored to be on this joyous day of Imani. Humbly honored to be on this joyous celebration in the remembrance and the homage of our great elder, whom I've had so many opportunities to sit among. I've had so many opportunities to secure his life, so many opportunities to tap him on the shoulder while he falls asleep. And those are just some very memorable moments in my life. And I'm humbly honored to be a student of Dr. Ben, the great Dr. Ben. And may the ancestors always be pleased with his work. And may the ancestors always be pleased with his legacy. So I just, you know, wanna give a few words. Not gonna be long. I'm damn sure gonna be strong. I know how I come. And this is not a pontificating memorial, because some things need to be said when it comes to the life of those who sacrifice and give everything they got for us, man, for the cubs in the bush. And I just want to very briefly touch on the fact that still to this very day, it hurts me to know that one of our greatest elders among us in our times of the so-called Jew millennium suffered the way he did. To know that we as the so-called conscious community. We, as the so-called Black Power community. We, as the so-called RBG goddamn community, left our elder in shambles, left our elder in a goddamn Jewish nursing home, left our elder cold. And we have to do goddamn better than that, man. We must do better. And this is no disrespect to the few of you who went and made sure Dr. Ben was okay, made sure he had what he needed, who actually took care of Dr. Ben. This is excluding you. But to you niggas, who so damn quick to quote Dr. Ben, to you niggas who so damn quick to claim his name and did nothing but sat by on your damn PlayStation, sat by on your goddamn Xbox, sat by with your cave bitches, sat by with your cave boys, and just allowed our elders to just pass away slowly, day by day, internally and externally. The whole goddamn conscious community gonna say it, man. The whole damn so-called conscious community should have pulled together. And there should have been lines upon lines upon lines, 5-6 goddamn miles long. Just like y'all forming lines for the goddamn booty shake clubs. Damn it, there should have been lines for Dr. Ben. Came so comfortable. We've become so comfortable in being goddamn lecture quoters. That's all we are, lecture quoters. Professor quoters. Some of y'all quote Dr. Ben so damn good, but do you represent Dr. Ben's life? Do you represent Dr. Ben's character? Do you represent Dr. Ben's teaching? You can't say you do if you allowed this man to pass on to the Ogun with nothing but a cold damn shoulder, a lonely cold shoulder. I can name the very few people on one hand been a visit. And I'm not talking about his immediate family. That's something completely different. I'm talking about you same niggas who running around here, goddamn YouTube university graduates studying Dr. Ben on YouTube. And you running around claiming his name. But you couldn't even send that man $5. You couldn't even go hold his hand and say, Dr. Ben, we're here for you. Thank you for all that you have done. All that you have given to us. And that hurts, man. And many of our elders have passed on in the very same manner, lonely as hell. But we on social media professing and mouth poop, be slapped upside your goddamn head. Because there's no excuse. And the excuses that some of y'all have given is weak and cowardly as hell. You spend $50 or $60 a month on some goddamn Newports, but you couldn't take a goddamn train ride to go and just look him in his face, look him in his eyes, and say, Dr. Ben, we're here for you. But it's no surprise, because black people are comfortable as hell with nothing. And we allow our elders to return to the essence with nothing. Then you want to aggrandize them after they have returned to the essence. But why not aggrandize them while they're living among us? You did the same thing with Dr. Khalid Muhammad. And a lot of you niggas really hated Dr. Khalid in your heart. Every time he come around, you skinning and grinning. Same thing with many of our elders. Many of them. We've left out in the cold, man. Damn it, we got to do better. We have to do better. We can no longer continue to expect the goddamn white man to take care of our elders. Because we're so quick to get rid of them. You're quick to get rid of your mama after she turns a ripe elderly age. She becomes sickly. You just thinking about thotting and partying every damn weekend. Send your mama to the nursing home. Send your papa to the nursing home. Send your nana to the nursing home. And let the white man take care of them. This is sacrilege. It's an outright disrespect. Because in Africa, I damn it, they take care of their elders. 80, 90, even when they turn 100 years old. They're not sending their family to no damn nursing home. What happened to our culture? What happened to our tradition? We so quick to claim everything about Africa. But you still love this European goddamn standard way of living. Because you still live by it. Every single day. Don't tell me nothing about no damn Jew Year's resolution. God damn it, it should be a Jew Year's revolution. A changing of the mind, a changing of the heart, a changing of the soul. We need to do better when it comes to our own family, man. And every time I think of Dr. Ben, I can't help but to think how we, as the Black Liberation Movement, allow Dr. Ben to lay in his urine. Allow Dr. Ben to sleep in some goddamn nasty-ass jail cell. Because that's basically what the hell it was, man. I'm remembering the report that I received on deck when one of the comrades, Sister Jackie Stevenson, was reporting to me while she was there with Dr. Ben. Because I asked her to go and pay a visit to him, check on him. And the report I got was deplorable as hell. And she gave them damn nurses hell. Why is this man living like this? Do y'all know who he is? And it hurt her to her heart, man. And made her realize we ain't shit. We talk a good damn game. We talk a good damn quote. But we ain't shit, man. Do for him. Let him know we love him. When I went to visit him, it hurt me to my heart, man. But some of you same niggas is running around here claiming you're a student of Dr. Ben and you a goddamn degenerate. Fetty, I'm talking about your ass. a motherfucking degenerate in the name of Dr. Ben. How damn disrespectful of you. We need to do better. And if you ain't going to do better, kill your goddamn self, because you're in the way. But we can no longer disrespect our elders who paved the way just so we can run around here and raise our fists in the air and say black power. We can even talk about African culture, black history, whatever the hell you want to call it, man. This man gave his life, and damn it, he deserved better. We gave him to our open enemy. We gave Dr. Enemy. The fuck is going on, man? Some goddamn Illuminati sacrifice or what? What the fuck? We gave Dr. Ben to our enemies. So you can no longer even fucking mention his name out of your coon-ass lips. Did nothing for him. And most of you don't even mention his name today. You beat around the damn bush. Dr. Ben ain't even a damn hashtag no more. It goes to show our level of thinking. It goes to show our level of consciousness. You niggas ain't conscious. You niggas ain't no revolutionaries. You don't care about our elders. You don't care about our freedom and independence when we just turn our elders to our open enemy. Here you go, Mr. White Man. I ain't got time to take care of Dr. Ben. I ain't got time to check in on Dr. Ben. I want to go to New York to go to the Rasta Club. I want to go give the white man some money. I want to go to New York to go shopping. I want to go hop on one of Sardinetta's videos real quick. Fucking sing. Because I'm this, I'm that. You ain't shit but a disrespectful goddamn degenerate. We need to do better. Like Grandmama said, boy, if you know better, show better. But most of us are so quick to just throw our elders away. The Bible said youth for war and elders for wisdom. Youth for war, elders for wisdom. How are you using your wise dome? When we give our elders to the goddamn white man and forget about them. Because we want to continue being some motherfucking coons. We are sad ass people, man. We don't deserve to be goddamn free. Deserve to be free. Because most of you niggas don't want to earn your freedom. And taking care of our own is a part of earning our freedom. We so happy with the white man patting us on the head and spoiling us. And most of you niggas today still want to be spoiled by the white man. Don't say you don't, because you're a goddamn liar if you do. Anytime Dr. Ben has to sleep unsecured, damn it, there should have been a goddamn military at his door every day, protecting his life, This is how we have to start treating our elders. Because they gave their life, so damn it, we got to give ours. So if you're not willing to give your life for our elders, the fuck are you here for? But you niggas out here so quick to disrespect them. And when you make silly, degenerate statements like, fuck the elders, niggas, you have lost your goddamn mind. And you deserve nothing but the punishment of justice. Justice is the reward for good or the punishment for evil. And a lot of you niggas deserve the most harsh punishment. Your heads should be laying on top of Dr. Ben's gravesite. Your heads should be laying on top of Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad's gravesite. Your heads should be laying on top of Malcolm's gravesite. I don't think y'all are listening to me today. You niggas deserve death for treason and betrayal. Outright goddamn treason. Disrespect our elders so you could be some damn social media celebrity. Nobody gives a fuck about that, man. When our babies are out here dying, crying for knowledge. You niggas just want to be Hollywood stars. Hugging and kissing on the nasty-ass dog Kardashian bitches. I see you. You want to run around here ranting and raving about how you run the RBG movement. Niggas, you don't run shit. Because Garvey never gave you permission. And most of you niggas can't even tell me when Garvey was born. But you want to run around here claiming like you running shit. Ass niggas. Hiding. Shielding your dirty ways in action. Because at the end of the night, you still love white supremacy. You still love white power. This is why we gave up our elders. Outright disrespect to the entire legacy of black nationalism. You niggas ain't no damn nationalists. You niggas ain't no pan-Africanists. You're a bunch of fucking fools. Standing at the firing line. Your heads should be rolling. This is why our great general, Baba Kwame Nkrumah, taught about treasonous niggas. And this is why it's so easy for y'all to keep being treasonous, because there's been no punishment for it. So you've become comfortable in doing it. But I'm going to tell your asses right now, this is the year of King Samir. And I'm coming for each and every one of you motherfuckers. Everybody else is scared to roll your fucking head off your shoulders. King Samir is coming. Don't care how big and bad you think you are. But I live this life. I'm about it for real. And I'm turning up all the way up on you clown-ass niggas. So stand by. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing the nigga shit that you're doing. I'm prisoners. Not a one. Don't give a damn who you are. Male and female. Because in this day, bed wenching will get you a lynching. Black motherfucking power.
Appreciate your time, God.
Yes, sir, Almighty. Always, always.
You want to shout out what you got going on real quick before you bounce?
Yes, sir. Want everybody to tune in. Wednesday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We raising the frequency. We're raising the frequency. And it basically started last week. I told y'all we turning up. So tune in, Black family, every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time to the King Samir Black Survival and Civilization class. We're raising the frequency. More topics we got to talk about to raise the minds and the consciousness of our people. There is no more basics going on. We're beyond the basics now. We're beyond the basics. So we're moving forward in our growth and development, in our survival, and our civilization. So I got another big surprise coming, but I'll make that announcement on Wednesday. But for now, just tune in every Wednesday to the King Samir Black Survival and Civilization class.
All right, we're going to go to area code 347-316. 347-316.
Peace.
That's Malik.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Got it, G, man. You know, yeah, honoring one of our greatest elders, man. You know, share some of your thoughts, man. That'd be peace.
He's one of a kind, man. One of a kind. You know, I didn't personally know him, you know, like a lot of people know. I saw him, or actually met for the first time. It'll be a few months before he passed. I went to the nursing home he was at out in Co-op City. But he is definitely a doctor, a scholar, and a master teacher. Three titles that's very loosely used today and given to people who in no shape, form, or fashion deserve to be called a scholar or doctor or master teacher. You know, especially to think about like him and you know, Dr. Clark, to be on the scene in the 60s and 70s, they were real. They were in their own lane. You know, most of the black community dealing with anything was of a knowledge itself was more of a Islamic persuasion, a Christian persuasion, a Jewish persuasion. But to be on Nile Valley, and very strictly African based studies, you know, which today you find way more people into. So they were definitely, you know, him and the other brothers, they were definitely in a league of their own.
Appreciate your commentary, brother. You know, I know, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on and things that are happening. One of the key components of what we're doing is striving to bring us, you know, to a common space based off of what, you know, what we learned. And for this, our elder, our ancestor, to dedicate his entire adult life to reconnecting us with what the European had strove so hard to disconnect. This was like the reinvigoration and the reconnection of our mother, you know, reconnecting us with our mother, reconnecting us with our ancestral mother on so many levels. So, you know, there's not enough homage that can be given to my elder, to our great ancestor. So I definitely thank you for your commentary, brother.
You're welcome.
So I'm going to bring in Brother Tad, Straight Black Pride, Straight Black Talk, NYC.
Hey.
Peace, what's going on?
Hey, how you feeling, brother?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. All is well, man. How you doing? I know y'all got the celebration going on over there.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, I'm just leaving the Kwanzaa celebration, and now I'm going to go home with the family and celebrate some more Kwanzaa. You know, this is our spirit to celebrate, you know?
That's right.
So I say, for one, we need to turn Dr. Ben's birthday, Earth Day, into one of our own holy days that we celebrate.
That's right.
You know, give, break bread, you know, just recognize the elder ancestor. I was fortunate enough to meet Dr. Ben before his transition, you know? And the man was still sharp. I'm going to be honest with you. The man is still sharp. I don't know if you touched on it since I'm just tuning in. You know, the people claiming Dr. Ben, but, you know, spitting on his legacy and his memory. You know, I think a lot of times as black people, we need to stop trying to poke holes in other people's belief systems and trying to tear them down. Because in the interim of all that, just to be right, we see that brothers will go far and discredit the elder ancestor. But then in the same breath say we uphold those principles and teachers. And that's contradictory. You know, we don't need that right now. Black folks right now, we need to be unified, moving in a clear, straight direction. You know, and I think Dr. Ben, exhibitors like Dr. Chancellor Williams and Dr. Clark, you know, there were no egos involved. It was just scholarship and brotherhood. And I see we got a lot of scholarship, but what we're lacking right now is brotherhood. And, I mean, I appreciate you, brother. You already know that. I can't tell you enough. You, Brother Preach, you know, there are a few strong brothers still left that operate just in the spirit of brotherhood. And I think if we're going to move forward in the 21st century, we have to solidify that brotherhood that Dr. Ben showed us. That's why he had the craft. You know what I'm saying? The craft was a brotherhood within itself. But these are things that we say we stand on, but we don't demonstrate or even behave in those manners. And, you know, it makes us look like hypocrites. But I'm thankful for the elder, for all that he's taught us. Spell the myths of Eurocentric gods and demagogues and all kind of foolishness that got our people paralyzed now that's not helping us do what we need to do to ensure that our children have a strong, solid future, you know? And I'm glad that you've taken the time out to recognize the ancestor, Dr. Ben.
Yeah, I mean, there's not enough that could be said. You know, the brother published 49 books. You know, a lot of the stuff that's going on. We don't really have to do anything new if we really take heed to what was left by ancestors. You know, we definitely could.
Yeah, I think, you know, the fly part is, like you said, all them books he had published, I think I only own about 4 or 5 of them, you know. But here's the thing, things that we're still trying to figure out, Dr. Ben, as well as his partner in crime, Dr. Clark, peace be upon him, they already addressed these things. And this is always indicative of people's level of scholarship. If you're still raising these questions, if you say you studied and you're well-read, then a lot of these questions don't even need to be asked unless they're by children or people seeking the knowledge. But in terms of people presenting themselves as teachers, scholars, and what have you, these questions have already been addressed. I think right now what we need in 2017 is the action movement. I think we need to take it from the lip service and rhetoric and put it into action. A conversation I was having before, we were talking about leadership within the black community. And what we see now is people propping themselves as leaders based on the social media likes that they get. But when you trace back our real leaders, our real spokespeople, like if you take a Dr. Khaled, if you take a Malcolm, even if you take a Dr. King, every speaker and leader we had was involved with the organization and rose through the ranks. And they rose through the ranks based on a level of dedication and commitment to that organization to move it forward. And only then, once they were proven, did they move into leadership positions. But now you got folks that read a couple of books, independent study, haven't been involved in any real organizations or even moved the organizations further, may not have liked the rules. Because we see a lot of brothers are undisciplined. They probably left the organization, but then just come out bolstering about themselves, being so self-centered. And I tell you, nothing hurts my heart more than that. That's why with straight black pride, we don't care what people's religious backgrounds are, religious affiliations, because we understand our enemy isn't just a Christian. Our enemy isn't just an Arab. Our enemy isn't just Asia. We have multiple enemies, so we need multiple allies. And we got to stop compartmentalizing our little belief system, letting that be the basis as why we can't work together as black people. Because right now, 2017, there's no reason why we shouldn't be more unified than ever before. Now that we're in the information age, we got access to so much information, so much resources. We got more money than we've ever had before. We got more information than we've ever had before. We're able to travel more abundantly than we've ever had before. Why are we so stagnant? And Dr. Ben did his work to prove to us, like, yo, you ain't got to do this research. I did it all for you. Him and Dr. Clark, I dedicated my life so that y'all don't have to go through this no more. And it's almost like we stuck on stupid, bro. So I definitely appreciate and honor Dr. Ben. And it's hard for me personally to always mention Dr. Ben without mentioning Dr. Clark, you know what I'm saying, whose birthday is today. You know, it's a beautiful thing when you could be a black man and recognize the race giants that came before you and understand their level of commitment and dedication and only hope that we can do a fraction of what they've done, you know. So I'm going to end it like this, man. Bless the spirit of Dr. Ben. Bless the spirit of Dr. Clark and all those ancestors that gave it all to move us forward as a race of people.
Brother Pat, you know you can't go without shouting out your platform and some of the things you got coming up.
Oh, all right. Well, on the media side, you know, me and my sister Keisha Forrester, you know, that's, I love that woman to life, man. That's my sister from another mister. We got Street Black Talk on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday. That's blogtalk.com/SBPM. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., 7 to 10 p.m. We talk about everything that's relevant to black people, from relationships to history to international events to local events. We also got the Straight Black Pride Network, where we got our brother E.J. Jones with Straight Black News on every Tuesday. And then we have our Straight Black Queen show about to come on soon. And we're looking to recruit some more people that's seriously doing the work to add them onto our Straight Black Pride Network. But then we also got the Straight Black Pride movement around the world. Not around the country. We're around the world, brother. But see, we understand we're in a war. We're moving very stealth. That's why you don't see too many videos of what we're doing, because, you know, we're not trying to give away our position. You know, our enemy is diligent, so we know they got their eye on us. But we're not going to open the door for them either, you know. But we're working. We're definitely working. We got Straight Black Pride Atlanta, Straight Black Pride D.C., Straight Black Pride New York. We got a Boston chapter that's developing up there. We got folks in Bermuda establishing in the U.K. and in South Africa, as well as in Uganda. You know, we working. And we're feeding the people, we're educating the children, we're clothing them, but we're not doing this under the auspices of social media likes. We're doing this out of the necessity of the work needing to be done. This is what we're doing, you know, and hopefully in 2017, you know, everybody realized that it's not about social media, it's not about lip service, it's about doing the work on the ground where you are, feeding your own family, feeding your neighbors, feeding people in your community. You know, I see people who travel this whole country just to go to Feel Good Networks. You know what I'm saying? And we need more than that. We need more than just your face in the place, hand claps, feet stomping, incense, T-shirts in our shade. We need more than that. We need people that's not looking for the glamour and glitz. But, you know, like the old saying goes, the harvest is plentiful, but the
labor is just right.
And I applaud you, brother, for always holding the line, being a stand-up brother, maintaining your family, doing the radio show, and your community work. I don't think people on the keyboard realize how hard it is to do this work nonstop, consistently. You know, like I just left one of my organizations, so now I'm getting ready to go home to my most valuable and prized organization, my family. You know, my pops is at the house, my grandchildren, my children. You know, it don't stop. We're going to continue to light these Kwanzaa candles, reflect on the year, share our goal as a family and individuals. You know, what can we do better in 2017? What can we do to strengthen our family? What can we do to personally strengthen ourselves? That's what it's about, more than the gift giving. You know, this is a consistent thing we do. It goes 24/7. And Straight Black Pride, we hold those principles up. because we always talk about as black people, we need to build institutions. Well, our strongest institution is the black family. We can't let anybody infiltrate. We can't let no foreigners infiltrate it. We can't let sexually confused people infiltrate it. We have to be clear and scientific and methodic in our movement. And that's all I got to say, man. Street Black Power. Shout out to my brother Irritated Genie, my brother Sally Rowe in Boston, my brother Frank down in Atlanta, brother Ashie here in New York, my brother Conrad in D.C. I mean, we got a lot of soldiers around the world, you know. And all we're looking to do, brother, is link up with strong black men that realize there's nothing more important than their family. Because we get a lot of support from sisters. Because our sisters see the necessity of strong black men standing together, standing on a square. And this is what Dr. Clark and Dr. Ben, this is what they did for us. They exemplified that. Everything that we're going through right now, they already spoke about it and told us what we can do to prevent it. But somewhere along the way, somebody fell asleep at the gate. And we let all kinds of filth and degenerates and drug addicts, the egomaniacs, we let them into the movement. All kinds of hustlers and con men, they in the movement. And I came into the movement with Dr. Khalid back in 1997. I met him in the corner store. We exchanged numbers. He pointed me to an organization in Brooklyn. And the rest was history. But what I know for a fact is that this was going on while Dr. Khalid was around, it wouldn't be going on. Because it wasn't going on when Doc was around. Why? Because he had a strong camaraderie around the world. He had universal soldiers all around the globe. That if you act foolish, he gonna show up. Even when they murdered our brother James Byrd down in Jasper, Texas. Remember, Doc came down there with the team and them thangs.
That's right.
He came down. He didn't make a speech about it. He didn't make a lecture. He rounded up the brothers and went down there. Action speaks louder than words. Yes, Dr. Khalid was very articulate and eloquent. But he was about action. Boots on the ground action. Showing up, ready to rumble. That's what we need again. In the spirit of Dr. Cox and Dr. Benz, who are two of our greatest contemporary scholars that we can turn back on. That some of us are fortunate enough to meet, that many of our elders got their instructions from. I got a video not too long. I saw a video not too long ago where Dr. Ben said Ashra Kwesi was his student. So if anybody want to talk Kemet and talk about the trips, we should be going to the Kemet New tours. We should be going with Baba Kwesi if we want to do it in the spirit of Dr. Ben. And these are not Brother Tad's words. These are Dr. Ben's words. He named his student at Dr. Ashra Kwesi, Baba Ashra Kwesi. He even mentioned Dr. Ray on how he turned him from a church man. But, you know, that's another story in itself. You know, but Dr. Ben was who his students were, too. You know, I was fortunate enough. Look, my 9-year-old daughter met Dr. Ben. She was fortunate enough. She met a lot of elders and now ancestors. So I'm raising up in the knowledge, but also teaching of who to watch out for, because it's a lot of charlatans in the movement. And I know you know, brother, you and I are cut from different cloths that really came in the movement strong and solid.
Right.
There was no disrespect to elders and ancestors like we see now.
That's
but
right.
In the spirit of our scholars, if we ever want to honor them, we'll be legacy with everything we got. And I'm out to protect the legacy and the spirit of Dr. Ben and Dr. Clark, you know, and Dr. Collin and Dr. Chancellor Williams, because it's Capricorn seasons. All of them are Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn, too. My birthday next Saturday. I'm turning up. I'm turning all the way up.
That's
but,
right.
You know, I'm from the element where you got to protect all that you say you represent. All that you say
That's
that
right.
you love, you got to protect that. With your life need be it. And if we really about that life, we really got to hold the line. And we gotta cut out the personality worship, the idol worship,
really
do the work. Dr. Ben has done so much work for us. I went to Dr. Ben's funeral also. You know how it hurt me that he had to be buried in the church, but he had to have his services in the church? You know, everybody dissed Calvin Butts. But Calvin Butts is the one who gave up the church so that we could have the service here. Calvin Butts did that. Why? Because us in the movement, we don't have no spiritual temples to accommodate all that we say we believe. All that we say we believe, all of our Kemetic studies, we don't have not one temple, not even a storefront that we can develop and grow. I mean, Queen Afua had one years ago on Kingston, you know, doing the great works that she's doing. But I'm talking about on a grand scale for all that state that they're with this or they're with that ideology in terms to say that we do it in the spirit of a Dr. Ben. Where's our institutions? Where's our every week, our weekly study groups? And real ones.
Right.
Real ones.
Right.
Not the feel good get together. And I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm just asking the question, where are they? Why we don't know these things? You know, it's very important, you know. So, you know, I know you got other callers probably waiting to get in, chime in.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Everything you saying is fruitful. Y'all got to get my brother over there. Y'all got to get my brother King Samir, man, on Straight Black Talk, man. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Shout out to that brother. See, that's the college soldier right there. He shows up.
That's right.
He shows up.
That's right.
You don't see too many videos of him running his mouth. You see him in the streets.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the brother King Samir. Or, you know, but there's few. And you know, in 2017, everybody going to lock in, lock on, and really build this united front that Dr. Khalid always said we needed.
He said
we need a united front. And that's what we need. I'll work with anybody. People didn't understand when Irritated Genie was working with the brother Tazariah, the Hebrew Israelite. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People was like, well, why are you working with them, the anti-African? But they still identify themselves as black men.
Right.
And, you know what I'm saying? Our ideological differences, we got to set aside to get this work done. I'll work with a Moor. I'll work with a Hebrew Israelite. I'll work with somebody from Kemet. I'll work with RBG. I'll work with a Christian. I'll work with a Muslim. You know what I'm saying? Only thing I can't work with is anybody that's going to contradict my belief system. And I'm not my belief system. Let me not say that. My principles.
Right.
My principles. My core family values.
Way
you know?
Of life. Right.
Yeah, my way of life, which is straight black pride.
That's not right.
A black nationalist anymore. I am not a pan-Africanist anymore. I am a straight black pride person. Because
that's
the
right.
fact of the matter is, all of these movements, black nationalists, pan-Africanists, all of these have been infiltrated by those
right.
who don't believe they can hold up the principles and moral ethical codes that were put in place by the ancestors, which understood don't have to be discussed. But it seems
that's
like
right.
we got to have conversations whether a black man belongs with a black woman or not.
Right.
Why should we have that discussion? That should already be understood.
This Eurosex, intersex, optional society, you know. Like a black family is optional. You can piece it apart together any kind of way. You know what I mean? Nah, no way.
Right.
No way. Yeah.
And they think they still can call it a black family.
Right.
you invite a European in your bedroom.
Right.
And you still call it a black family.
That's a black family. Yeah, crazy. Yeah, we're honoring Dr.
Brother.
Francis Chris Wilson tomorrow as well. So it's like it's a continued celebration of our ancestors and, you know, getting stuff back in order. I know there's some protocol that needs to come back into play. You see what I'm saying? So definitely look forward to, you know, locking arms with you and you know, making some things happen. You know what I mean? And continuing to be the only glass. And, you know, we got the clean glass, dirty glass. You know, there is no dirty glass. We let the clean glass
right.
get dirty. You see what I'm saying? We let the clean glass get dirty. Like, it starts off as a clean glass, it ends up as a dirty glass. Looking at the same glass. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's our duty and obligation to clean it out. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. So with that, we can end it on that note, brother. And we definitely right. going to link up soon. All right, brother?
All right. Peace.
Peace. Straight black pride.
Straight black pride. Salute to my brother Tad, man. Salute to Straight Black Pride, man. Remarkable brother. Remarkable brother. Salute to Keisha. That's a strong warrior, boy. That is a strong warrior. That warrior queen. The warrior queens don't play. You see what I'm saying? Remind me of my mother and my aunts. You know what I mean? Like, where you show out, where you get wore out. You know what I mean? My old aunt always told me, she said, if you see me fighting the bear, you better help the bear. You see what I'm saying? And that's the descendants, the descendancy and lineage that we come from, with strong, powerful warrior families, you know, the brothers, the sisters, the children, all of that. You know, we had our rites of passage within our family dynamic, you know, fisticuffs, wrestling, boxing, karate, whatever it was, all of that. You got all of that in the family. So we need to return back to that family legacy and lineage and love and honor from whence we came. So I'm going to play this this clip from Dr. Ben, where he speaks about the importance of the family dynamic in so many words. So if anybody else that's out there listening remotely or anybody has any questions or comments, that phone number to call in is 515-605-9360. Again, it's 515-605-9360. And press 1 with your questions or your comments.
Thing, do we then change to the truth? And when we change to the truth, does it now make the woman act as the man is acting now? And that's the riddle that society is afraid of. Society knows how it's acted all this time. And should it correct it, isn't go reverse. Because are we in society ready to teach the truth? I don't think we're ready to teach the truth. It doesn't justify, excuse me, justify the behavior in which we're doing it right now. So what do? We do what we are supposed to do in many other things which we can't do. Then do we stay in the position that we are? I so say not, theoretically. Although I recognize my wife, and if I pray, I'm going to pray to my wife. I know that sounds difficult to many of you. Yet you can go home and eat what your wife cooked. You can go home and take her treatment when you're sick. You can go home and she could do 101 million things for you, which you won't go and do for yourself. And then you could pray to a hole in the wall. You could pray to a belief in the sky, wind, and you can't pray to her. She got your child nursing and doing whatever, but you can't do that. But you could go and talk to Mary, who has been dead and gone umpteen years ago, and you can't tell it to your wife, who you've been laying with every night, every day. And then say, he sounds weird for the truth, but he doesn't sound weird to lie, because we're all lying. He's right in step with the truth, because the truth is a big lie that all of us telling. And when we get up and tell each other, Holy Mary, Mother of God, we can stop there. Mary is the Mother of God. Did I say Holy John, Mother of God? Did I say Holy Joseph, Mother of God? I said Holy Mary, Mother of God, Mother of a man. We call Jesus Christ. And then we say, that woman can't preach in church. She could be the Mother of God, but she can't preach in her son's church. It's rough. We got a lot of changing to do. And I don't lie to me, because you know you are not ready to change that.
I'm just telling you about it.
Woman ain't ready. What's this man?
To change it back to the truth.
Because women are afraid of what men are going to do. If he come home and say, you come home and say, look, you are preaching something wrong, I want to change, you get an ass whipping. And I don't want to get killed. But God wants you to be ready for when you got to start changing things, and which is now, which is yesterday. Because if you don't change it now, you're going to have to change it sometime, or your child going to have to change it sometime, because the world isn't standing still. And all those ancient things that we taught are changing. That's why when young people tell me, but I'm young, I said, I'm in the same world with you. Though you young, I am here in this world with you. And I'm not sleeping. Sometimes I do sleep, but I'm not sleeping now. I'm speaking to you, and I know the fact that you know, and therefore we're in the same world. Don't tell me the damn nonsense, but different generation. I am here. When I die, then tell me for different generation. And these are the things that the concept of the deity and woman as the deity has to, we have to go through this. I'm sorry, thank you. We have to go through this. And we have to go through the questioning, and it's going to be a very serious thing for you to go and tell your girlfriend, your mother, your other female, these are these things. And let us deal with them to right the wrongs, to right the world. And it's going to be difficult to even tell your best friend, your twin sister, or your mother. Because your mother going to burst out of shock. What? You can't be talking because Eve. And you say, what about Eve? Eve, we got to correct too. But she said, Adam give birth to Eve. You say, how, Mama, how? Well, how, Mother, how? And Mother may not even know how she got pregnant. Now, how she going to tell you how Eve could not be born from Adam when she doesn't know how pregnancy comes? It's sad, isn't it, when we have millions of young women getting pregnant each day, and they cannot trace the reproductive organs. Know nothing about it. So it means that we have to have an educational process that includes this, that with our politics, there must be education that deals with our socialization. We should have it in our sororities as well as our fraternities. Birth. Just the subject of birth. How does birth come along? And you'll be surprised how many of us have no concept at all of childbirth. And we are the fathers of 15 kids, 10 kids. I can't tell you how number one came about. Because if we could, there'd be less violence in the family. Less men will beat women, especially when they're pregnant. It'll be a traumatic change with our relationship. Then women can feel safe to take a ride with any man driving down the street, 3 foot of snow, snow all over the place, can't get, and the man stop the car, you will get in. Because then you would not be afraid of your brother. As it stands now, you will get in a car driven by a lion, an African lion, and take a chance that that lion has eaten and don't want to eat you up. Then get into the car with a brother who has eaten already, but you know, as you get in and sit down, the first question, what kind of drawers you got on? That's the way it goes. Because we have been socialized that we don't say, oh, look at that goddess. Come on in, goddess. Have a seat. Where do you go? To my home. Drop you off. What can I do for you? tell your husband when he sees a goddess, my goddess, give her a ride to the house.
All right.
Like I've given you a ride. That would be the good, because you aren't held up. You aren't abused. You got driven home, but it'd be hard for the company, because the automobile companies would not be able to sell as many cars, because many women are no scared anymore. They could get a ride home. See, they will cut down the trade. So it will be too bad, and men can't afford that to happen. It will be too comfortable. They wouldn't be able to have enough jails. And you know, I mean, what's going to happen if we don't have those jails anymore? There's such a calamity that's going to come from us giving recognition to our sister. Right. I'm no sister to her. Then they find out that we have to reevaluate relationships in the family. So when I say, that is my sister over there, you say, but doesn't she have a child for you? I said, yes, she said so, and I accepted it. And how, she's your sister? I said, she's my sister. Oh, wait, man, wait. How could she be a sister of yours and have a child for you? I said, because I have a child with my sister. Man, something got to be wrong with you, brother. You have a child with your sister, then you rape her.
This evening, I would like to start at a point where I guess everybody is aware of, because based upon what's going on, it's impossible not to be aware of it. I'm speaking about the current hoopadoo about Malcolm X. As you know, that I was very close to Malcolm, as a matter of fact, I very often advise him on international law and society, and one who encouraged him to go to Mecca because I thought he needed to know more about what Islam was. I was called about a week ago to come to the Siegfried Theater, I think that's what it's called, to witness the showing, the first public showing, and to be interviewed on television, which I hate so often. I went and stood there and watched the audience coming in to the performance. I was rather shocked, because most of the people I saw coming would not have given Malcolm a cup of coffee when he was alive. There was Madonna and all of those, and there were some women whose dresses were so short that I want to know where the drawers ended and where the dress ended. Malcolm would have liked that. Would I like that enough as to call the army to have them arrested? I refused, after I had gotten there, I refused to be interviewed, and I refused to see the picture, and I will continue refusing to see the picture after I had been told the gist of this whole picture, and after those who had gone to see it, a few friends of mine, told me about it, what was excluded. I decided that that picture would never have the benefit of my eyes. I know that you feel rather funny for me saying that, but then consider that I was close enough to Brother X to bury him the night when the undertakers the grave diggers refused to put the dirt on the coffin because they said it was too late, and secondly, it was the pouring rain. Brother Smalls, James Smalls, got a few of us together and we took our hands, dug the mud back and buried the casket. That's how close I was to the brother. I saw Malcolm when he first came to the New York area, when we used to hang out by the Braddock Hotel. And there's another Malcolm X that I thought hasn't been spoken of. They spoke of Malcolm as coming, a young fellow with no principles at all. That is a lie. From the time Malcolm came here, he was an avid reader. He had read every book that Joel A. Rogers wrote, and many more. Though he used to be at the Braddock Hotel at 126th Street on 8th Avenue, hanging around, but all the black actors who came to the Apollo Theater hanged out there, and in the Lone Star Barbershop right underneath the Braddock. So I think that we need to re-examine ourselves pertaining to Brother Malcolm, but I ask the big question, why does America, white Jewish America, decide to put on a picture spending $18 million about Malcolm X at this time? The reason is to perpetuate a myth that Malcolm X suddenly came back and loved white people after he had gone to Mecca. And I'm asking to find a statement where Malcolm said, after coming back from Mecca, that he had suddenly loved white people, when in fact he was to appear to the United Nations to make a complaint of genocide against the United States. He was poisoned in Egypt and remained in Egypt for 6 months. He was excluded from France and England. All of this, and he's suddenly going to love white people? Well, it might be another Malcolm X that I did not know. But I must tell you that more than 90% of the people who dealt with Malcolm and had to work with him did not show to that joke that they call a picture on Malcolm X. Look around you. Look around and look at the commercialism around it. You can't go anywhere. They even have Malcolm X drawers, Malcolm X toothbrush, Malcolm X toothpicks, Malcolm X everything. And then I ask you, who's making that money? The same person that Dr. Jeffrey spoke of, and I know that you don't want to speak of, but American white Jews. And unless you're willing to talk about it, like Mama said, get off the damn pot. If you're not going to do it, what are you sitting in the pot for? If you're not going to deal with the issue, then shut up. But if you're going to deal with the issue, you have to deal with the cracker called a Jew. Now, they make no difference between a Christian cracker, a Jewish cracker, a Muslim cracker, because a cracker is a cracker is a cracker. But we have to be able to be counted as Malcolm X worlds. We have to have a position and state it, and don't care who don't like it. It is time that we start pleasing ourselves and not pleasing others. The little skit we just had here about Haiti, and I wish that we had gone into much of the history of Haiti, but time could not spare. But the other day I had an opportunity to go to a university and they were presenting the history of Haiti. And they started with Toussaint Louverture. I realize how much we do not know about our own selves. Because when you saw the play here, the little skit of the play of Haiti, you must have said, oh, I'm seeing a play of those people in Haiti. I didn't see it for the few minutes as the people in Haiti. I was seeing a play of myself. Why? Every one of you in here are as the result of Haiti.
So for the family that's still listening, that was two clips from Dr. Ben, jam-packed with information. We can see how he refused to allow the memory and the legacy of a man that he knew so well to be tarnished by the so-called Jew media. So it becomes incumbent upon us to, as my brother Taz said earlier, to become action-oriented in the preservation of our legacy. This is how important learning the history is. I know we get into this tug of war back and forth with, you know, learning about our history. This is our history. This is our legacy, our lineage, our story. We are our ancestors' return. So we still are seeing remnants of our culture, relearning and reshaping so we can move forward and not fall victim. We have been victimized for far too long through the guise of us not having the set ability to know who we are, where we come from, where we descend from. So, you know, people show up with anything when you don't know who you are. When you have to rely on somebody to tell you who you are, and they're not you, and they don't look like you and don't have your interest, they'll tell you anything. And, you know, heavily influencing the way our children think about who we are. That's the most important. You know, so within the family dynamic is all that we need, because if we don't have a family as African people, we don't have anything. So the honor of our elders, the honor of our ancestors, the honor of our family dynamic, the honor of our sisters, the honor of our brothers, the honor of our children secures a spot and place for us in the future, because if we honor them, we will do what's necessary to defend them and also do what's necessary to see them in the greatest light possible. So with this renewed charge of our connection, reestablishing our connection with Mother Africa, and, you know, all of the places where our African ancestors descended to from that cradle or root of civilization, and made remarkable strides all over the planet, is something for us to take under advisement. And I definitely thank everybody for tuning in. Salute to King Samir. Salute to Brother Malik. Salute to Brother Taff for calling in and giving their offering. And tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be doing the same thing with the transition date of our great esteemed elder and warrior scholar sister, Dr. Francis Quest Wilson. So, you know, if you like what you heard here, you can subscribe to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/DothaKnowledgeRadio. That's DothaKnowledgeRadio. Again, DothaKnowledgeRadio. Check us out at DothaKnowledgeUniversity.com. Check us out at DothaKnowledgeRadio.com. And if you subscribe to the show, you receive an email here to keep up with the show. We are on 7 days a week. We have different shows every day of the week. We begin our week with the honoring of our ancestor, Dr. Francis Chris Wilson, at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday, we have Year of the Black Fist series with the Brother Breakthrough Foundation. That's 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday, we have the Black Survival and Gender Civilization class with the National Minister of Defense of the Black Rocks Liberation Party, Minister King Samir Shabazz, and that's 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thursday, we have the Dynamic Economic Empowerment Series. Black Money Matters will be that first episode coming 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also Friday. We have some guests Saturday. We have some guests on Sunday. Sunday and Saturday and Sunday, we just do the guest. And Friday, we have, you know, different shows, different hosts, different things that are going on. We have Sappho Radio, hosted by United Front. We have Kuchin Radio, hosted by the brother Uncle Inu of Nisu Tribe and Repat Nation. We have the brother Truth, 100% Real Spill, the Truth Hour, with brother Truth. And we have the Unsigned Hype series with myself, brother Rosette of Planet African Network, and Jay Dizzle of Black I Stand Radio. So, you know, phenomenal collaboration going on there. Definitely some things that are going on in the works. So the only way you can know what's going on, you get a chance, subscribe to the show here, and you get an email and be able to keep in contact. You can also follow the show on Twitter. That's at KnowledgeBorn15. Again, that's at KnowledgeBorn15. So definitely salute and honor to all of our ancestors, all of the listeners, all of the supporters, all African liberators worldwide, and all Africans in all spaces and places throughout the planet. We love, honor, and celebrate you. And we have faith with this last day of Kwanzaa that we're going in renewed with that spirit, that we keep one another in our protective care, in our thoughts, and in our prayers, and our supplications, and our meditations, and we're moving forward together in the best manner. And we want the best for our people. So with that, I'm going to say peace, love, honor, and black power. And we will see you tomorrow.
Anthem on the track. King shit. Look. I'm from the city where the bums rich. Skyscrapers block the rays when the sun hits. One time coming, niggas run quick. By the time a baby walk, he got a gun grip. I was made for this, yeah. I was made for this. I was made for this, yeah. I was made for this. I'm not a product of the cages that they raised us in. Bred to be a king, I'm not a slave to this. I was made for this, yeah. I was made for this. I was made for this, yeah. I was made for this. I'm not a product of the cages that they raised us in. Bred to be a king, I'm not a slave to this.
They don't know fact from fiction. They don't know the blacks is missing. They don't know they trapped in prison. They don't know the path to prison was a math decision. They don't know the wrath is quickened. They don't know the ass they kissing on the path and mission to put their ass in prison. They don't know black religion, fact and fiction. They don't know mama didn't leave them niggas half the kitchen with half a chicken. Fact or fiction? We still hot, we still noble. Red and blue pill global. No matter the language, we still moguls. We lost Gil Scott and we lost Gil Noble. Exercise the right to live like it is. The revolution will not be televised, it's being digitized. On the come up, it's like watching the midget rise. Sleeping giants grow another 20 feet tall with each alliance. I can teach the science, I'm tearing instrumental down. Before I lay my pencil down, I'm going down to Tinseltown to burn the temple down and cap it off like digital crown. And my rights in reserve, fear of a black Illuminati. I might just build with the Bilderberg to come and kill you nerds. I'm shining like a Grammy host on the shores of Miami coast. My moringa plug looking like Sammy Sosa, the old one when he was well done like Granny's roast. The ancestors sponsor this. I don't know them niggas, all they do is talk that conscious shit. We living it, we in the streets like house of consciousness. KTL in the ATL, MIANYC. Multi dimension like MIB. We are not the same, I am a sovereign. We are not the same, I am a problem. I was made for this, yeah. I was made for this. I was made for this, yeah. I was made for this. I'm not a product of the cages that they raised us in.
bred to be a king, I'm not a slave to this. I was made for this, I was made for this, I was made for this, I was made for this. I'm not a product of the cages that they raised us in. Bred to be a king, I'm not a slave to this.
Anthem on the track, live from the land of snakes. With the same nigga playing your wake, wanna give your hands a shake. Bitch, we got bands to make, rubber bands to break. Guns and butter, that land on lake. Got bread, got plans to break the Brooklyn way. When Tony killed Manolo, had to look away. It's a war going on, starting to look like yay. A power worn is battle torn, thou should not kill. When diamonds is dancing, spending time in the Hamptons. Building shrines in these mansions. Dance from the tropic of Cancer. The topic of Tantra. Heavy breathing on top for the mantras. Throwing ballads with mandalas encrypted. Compile of the scriptures. Fuck Twitter. Only follow the mystics. The dons to put hollow in the biscuits. Across from the Apollo is the district. I'm in the Nile Valley. Crocodile Valley. The Nays Maury. The greatest story. The haters worry. With the poor me, pity parties. Got the porta potties for the shit you kicking. The reaction at his best was knee jerk. You could put your debut on a t-shirt. Niggas co-sign the fuckery. These suckers be acting three-fifths of a man. Co-signing Mike Huckabee. On the low like how the bucket be. Luckily, none of these niggas ever fuck with me. Fuck a bee. My prospect is designed. My mind is psychotically designed. A prophet of the time. My pockets is aligned with property for shrines. My grind is monopoly. My mind with prophecy in mind. I'm in a hideaway, wide awake, listening to chants of roosters. Aligned with the mind of Mansa Musa. Enhance the future. Wars of the Manson future. Dabbing in Dubai, we dance the future. With a time to be a scorpion, Kevorkian. To those who don't share the sentiment,